We're about to trace the connections that a world traveler made in the years before the September 11 attacks. Pakistani police arrested Khalid Sheikh Mohammed this weekend with the help of U.S. officials who say he planned those attacks. He lived in the Philippines. He traveled to Europe. He even studied in the United States. And he grew up in Kuwait, which is where we start our coverage with NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, what evidence links Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to terrorists and to al-Qaeda specifically?
Well, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed became known to U.S. counterterrorist agents in the mid-90s. And in fact, he was indicted for a bomb plot based in the Philippines in 1995. There was a plot to bomb about 12 American airliners when they took off from Southeast Asian capitals and were flying to the United States. This plot was uncovered. It never went off. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was one of the people who was, in fact, indicted for it in New York in 1996. He dropped off the screen of American counterterrorism agents for a while. At the time of the September 11th, 2001 hijacking attacks, it was not known that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed might have been involved. But in the nearly a year after that, as the U.S. investigation went forward, apparently a number of detainees and other inquiry leads led to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And last summer, the U.S. investigation concluded that he may have been the mastermind. In fact, the originator of the idea and the mastermind of hijacking airliners and crashing them into American buildings.
It is interesting to think about this episode in the Philippines where he was believed to have associated with people who bombed the World Trade Center the first time, talked about hijacking airplanes and so forth. So you can see where you have the same idea being repeated. But is he known to have met with the September 11 plotters, Mike?
It is believed that he went to Hamburg, Germany, sometime during the two-year period before September 11th, when the September 11th plotters were working in a cell in Hamburg. Details about that are not really known, so we're not really sure. But to go back to the earlier point, in fact, the mastermind of the first attack on the World Trade Center in 1993 was Ramzi Youssef, and he's believed to be related to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And it seems that the two of them together may have originated this idea of hijacking planes and smashing them into buildings. And in fact, the 1995 plot in the Philippines seems to have considered the possibility of hijacking an American airliner and crashing it into the CIA.
One other point on this man's itinerary as you go through his life is that he was in Pakistan on the border with Afghanistan at the time of the war against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan.
That's right. He is known to have fought in Afghanistan in the 1980s, that seems to be where he made his initial connection with some al-Qaeda operatives and where he got radicalized and seems to have turned into an international terrorist.
Now, Mike, under what circumstances can the United States hold him?
Well, it's not entirely clear, but it would seem that he would fall into the same category as other senior al-Qaeda operatives that are in the custody of the United States. They are being held in undisclosed locations somewhere in the world. They have been under interrogation for quite some time. They are being considered as unlawful combatants. It's unlikely that he'll be brought to the United States. He will probably undergo a very long interrogation, and then we'll see what legal status the U.S. government declares for him later on, I would expect.
Interesting set of options here for the United States, I would think, because if U.S. officials have strong evidence of a connection to the September 11 attacks, this is a man that you might want to put on trial in the criminal justice system. But at the same time, you may be even more interested in what he can tell you about other people in al-Qaeda than in his prosecution.
I think that the United States will be first and foremost interested in what he can tell investigators about current plots against U.S. targets, either in the United States or around the world, so that they can prevent them. Then they'll want to know what he knows in detail about the September 11th attacks, because there's still many organizational details that U.S. investigators do not know how that came about. And only later, I think, will the United States make the decision about whether to put him on trial.
NPR's Mike Schuster's in Kuwait City. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.